the dreams take flight, as the innocent die, rulers carry the shame. And if we stand idly by, we share in the blame.
Welcome back to EcoTalk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg, and we are proud to be partnering with the NRDC, Natural Resources Defense Council. And in this segment, we do have a partner's corner, and today our focus is going to be on the green or not so green governor of the Golden State. That would be Arnold Schwarzenegger. And to give us an update on how he's doing so far, we're going to say hello to Ann Nothoff. She is the California Advocacy Director of the Natural Resources Defense Council. And thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Kind of a mixed record, and there was a high point during the World Environment Day in June when Governor Schwarzenegger surprised a lot of people with his initiatives to curb global warming with emissions reductions.
Yes, and back in June in San Francisco, mayors from around the country gathered to address environmental problems, and Governor Schwarzenegger then announced a very aggressive program to reduce greenhouse gas pollution in California. And that's particularly important because given the fact that we're not seeing any leadership to address the critical problem of global warming coming out of Washington, D.C., the states really have to step up and do all we can at the state level to address this problem.
Well, he's really kind of had a split personality as far as what I've witnessed. Of course, he is a Republican. Not that that means he's got to be bad on the environment, but you have to wonder where, you know, his true allegiances lie. And then, of course, he is the man who helped bring us the Hummer. I'm not sure if he still has his fleet of seven, but you can only hope he's getting educated on that. And he really was talking a lot early on in his administration about, you know, the hydrogen highway, and many of us wondering if that's more hype than reality. Let's go back to that point, and where has he gone from there?
Yeah, I think that when the governor was campaigning for election in the recall back in, when was 2003 now, he put out an unusually detailed environmental action plan, which got a lot of support and commendations. It addressed issues from forestry to ocean protection to global warming to urban issues. And I think, and so he actually has a roadmap that you can judge his how much of that he's achieved. And if I had to look back on it so far in the last couple of years, the first year he got off to a pretty good start. He appointed good people to key environmental positions, and he moved some major issues forward. In particular, last year he tackled some air pollution and ocean protection issues. But this year I'll have to say that he's really kind of stalled out. There's a lot of things going on in Sacramento that are keeping the governor and the legislature from making the progress that California that really needs.
Like what, Ann? What are the forces behind this change?
Well, one thing is that you just can't help but observe that there's every year is an election year in California now. What with the recall and now special elections here in November. So when you're in the campaign mode every single year, it really takes away the time to govern. And when it gets down to just the basic requirements of governing, budgeting, and those other, you know, there's the nitty-gritty, the day-to-day, that gets lost. And without that attention to the daily duties, I think that it's hard to keep a program going forward.
How big a factor is cronyism in his appointments?
I think that it's a mixed bag. And I think that what we've seen, again, we see kind of a trend from the first year where he really appointed people who had backgrounds defending the environment to environmental positions. This year we're seeing a much more mixed bag. We've got, you know, advisors to Grover Norquist that have been put on the forestry board. We saw the California Air Resources Board, the governor tried to put the chair there as a woman who had spent her professional career representing many of the polluting industries that she would now be charged with regulating as chair of the Air Board. And the Senate actually turned that confirmation down.
You have a list of bills that were signed into law by Schwarzenegger and those that were not. Just a couple of standouts. And by the way, we're focusing on California because we are a national program because, you know, we are quite influential when it comes to a lot of environmental policy. A lot of it does begin here. The Alternative Fuels Bill, AB 1007, I know that the NRDC worked on that. That's significant. Tell us about that. And then the one that he didn't sign that I know got a lot of attention here in California, the Million Solar Roofs Initiative. What went wrong there?
Right. Well, let me first talk about alternative fuels. And I think that this is another one where California is on the leading edge in terms of saying we've got to move away from our dependency on petroleum. It's bad for the environment. It's bad for national security. And because we have so many cars in California, that's where we can really make the biggest difference in weaning ourselves from oil. So this bill is something that we worked on and that the governor did sign that will get California in the forefront of developing a program to get alternative fuels into the tanks of vehicles.
What happened to solar?
On solar, solar was a casualty of the megapolitics that are going on in California right now. I have to say that the special election and the constant campaigning and fights between businesses and unions all got caught up in the solar bill, so that the people of California really lost out because the specific issues of, you know, the policy issues about solar energy and how do we pay for that and how do we get the most facilities on the most number of roofs got kind of lost in the chatter and cacophony around election year politics.
We just have about 30 seconds left, so what should we look for on the horizon?
Well, I think this next year is going to be a big year in terms of this is a big year to implement California's path-breaking law to reduce global warming or greenhouse gas emissions from vehicles, and this is the year to implement that, and we're going to be watching to see how well the governor implements that and defends it in court. The other big issue is offshore oil drilling.
And
Congress is trying to drill off our coast.
We're running out of time. Thanks for joining us, Ann Nothoff, a legislative person with the NRDC in San Francisco. Have a great Green Week.